Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Sharon.
So yesterday we met two international students from NTNU and asked them what Taiwanese foods they like.
We also asked them about food from their own countries.
And these are real people. Our A Plus editors interviewed them.
We met Julio from Paraguay, and he likes...Dumping.
Yep, he suggested a soup that's really bread and also a special cake from Paraguay.
And next we met Rose. She was born in the UK but grew up in the Netherlands.
She likes beef noodles here and a special pancake from the Netherlands.
She likes a lot of food from the UK too, so much that she couldn't pick one for us to try.
Today, we'll meet two more people and find out what they have to say about local and international food. Let's read through the article.
Trying food in other countries.
I love every kind of Taiwanese food, but my favorite is fried rice. Most people in India don't eat beef, so don't try to find it there. A lot of Indian food is spicy.If you don't like spicy food, try butter chicken and roti, a kind of flat bread. India also has thousands of snacks.
I really like delicious Taiwanese dumplings. My favorite kind has pork and shrimp inside. If you are in Israel, do not miss the famous national dish, hummus. You can eat it with pita.A flatbread with a pocket inside. Some people like spicy hummus. Every kind of hummus tastes great.
Word power!
Beef. Beef. This shop sells the best beef noodles in Taipei City.This shop sells the best beef noodles in Taipei City. Butter, butter. You'll need flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate to make these cookies. You'll need flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate to make these cookies. Shrimp.Shrimp. Andy likes fried rice with shrimp, eggs, and green onions. Andy likes fried rice with shrimp, eggs, and green onions. Famous. Famous. There are many famous restaurants in this part of town.There are many famous restaurants in this part of town.
So, next we're going to meet Umimala. She's from India, and she has been in Taiwan for 2 months.
接下来是来自印度的朋友叫做 Umimala, 那她来台湾有两个月咯。
She says, I love every kind of Taiwanese food,But my favorite is fried rice.
Oh, yum. Fried rice 就是炒饭。那这边呢，他说对于台湾的食物，他什么都喜欢，但是呢，他最喜欢的还是炒饭咯。
She also says, most people in India don't eat beef, so don't try to find it there.That's right, many Indian people think cows are very important,so they don't eat their meat. Well, let's explain that a bit more, this word beef, B-E-E-F, beef, just to make sure you understand what we're talking about. It's our first word power word for the day. Beef is, of course, the meat from a cow. We could say, this shop sells the best beef noodles in Taipei City. This shop sells the best beef noodles in Taipei City.
Beef 基本上不可数，它是牛肉的意思。所以刚刚的例句是，这间店贩售台北市最好吃的牛肉面。那牛呢，在印度是很重要、很神圣的动物，所以很多印度人是不吃牛的。So you wouldn't be able to see beef steak in Indian restaurants. 所以你不会在印度里看到 beef steak. steak 就是牛排的意思。But you can still have pork steak, P-O-R-K, 就是猪肉 pork steak 就是猪排的意思。And what else does Umi Mala say about Indian food?
Well, she says a lot of Indian food is spicy. Now, we use this phrase a lot as a determiner. It's a way of counting, and it means the same as many. Well, we've also got the word spicy, and spicy means the food have a lot of spices, so it often tastes hot.And has strong flavors.
Yeah. So a lot of 就和 many 还有 much 一样都是很多的意思。那 a lot of spices, S-P-I-C-E-S, 就是很多的香料。And spices can make food spicy. 香料就可以让食物变得很辣。那 spice, 香料去掉 e 加上一个 y 就会变成形容词，就是很辣的意思。So Indian food is often spicy, 就是印度料理常常都是很辣的。Like spicy curry, 咖喱, spicy chicken, or even spicy drinks.
Yep, you can add spices to drinks. Now, I love Indian food so much.
Me too.
And what Umi Mala says next makes me feel hungry.
Me too.
She says, if you don't like spicy food, try butter chicken and roti, a kind of flatbread. So in this dish, the chicken is cooked with butter, B-U-T-T-E-R, butter, which is our next word power word. Let's see what it is. So butter is a solid yellow food made from cream that you kind of mix together and make hard, and then spread on bread or use in cooking.In this recipe, for example, you'll need flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate to make these cookies. You'll need flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate to make these cookies.
Butter 就是奶油的意思，所以刚刚的例句就是这个食谱呢，你需要面粉、糖、奶油和巧克力才能做成这些饼干哦。那 peanut butter.花生奶油可以猜出是什么意思呢？其实就是花生酱的意思。So put some peanut butter or jam on your bread. 就是在你的面包上面涂上一层花生酱或者是果酱。那你也可以说 spread some butter on your bread. Spread, S-P-R-E-A-D, 就是散开来。那 spread some butter 就是抹开一些奶油的意思。那课文当中的 butter chicken, 顾名思义就是用奶油炖煮的鸡 and Umi Mala, said the butter chicken comes with roti. What's that?
Well, she says it's a flat bread. Flat means it has a level surface. When we talk about flat bread, we mean it doesn't rise up after you mix it and bake it. In Indian restaurants, you often eat naan bread, that's N-A-A-N bread, which is also flat,But roti is even thinner. You use it to scoop up and eat the curry sauce.
I love rotis. They go well with the curry.
Mm-hmm.
Roti 呢就是印度烤饼，所以 Umi Mala 这边解释说它是一种 flat bread， 就是扁扁的面包。那在印度餐厅里面呢，除了 roti， 我们也经常吃到 naan bread， 也就是馕。那馕呢，它也是 flat 扁扁的，但是 roti 更薄一些哦。那回到课文，这边 Umi Mala 告诉我们 ，butter chicken 配上印度烤饼 roti， 就是给不吃辣的朋友们最棒的一顿印度餐喽。
Umi Mala finishes by saying, India also has thousands of snacks.Now remember, you pronounce this word snack with the same sound as black. You don't pronounce it like snake.
Oh no. Some people do have snakes for snacks though. Yeah. So snack 就是点心或者是小吃。那 snake, S-N-A-K-E, 它是蛇的意思。所以千万不要发错音咯。那 India also has thousands of snacks. A thousand 就是一千的意思，那 thousands of 就是好多个一千，也就是数以千计的，也就是很多很多的意思。所以印度呢，它还有很多其他的小吃和点心哦，像是他们的奶茶 ，right? Their milk tea is good.
Yeah, it's got some spices in as well.
Yeah.
Okay, time for our last subject. His name is Yaron, and he's from Israel.He has been in Taiwan for 4 months.
那今天最后的这位朋友呢，他是来自以色列的 Yaron， 他来台湾四个月咯。
He says, I really like delicious Taiwanese dumplings.
I love them too. 他真的很喜欢台湾的水饺。
They are delicious though.
Yeah, but which kind? Like, there are so many kinds of dumplings out there.
Yaron says, my favorite kind has pork and shrimp inside. Mm. To explain that, let's look at the word shrimp, S-H-R-I-M-P, shrimp, which is our next word power word for today. Shrimp is, or are, because it's kind of a plural and singular, it's a small shellfish that can be eaten, kind of like a prawn, but smaller.One thing everyone knows about shrimp is that they turn pink when they are cooked. Here's an example sentence. Andy likes fried rice with shrimp, eggs, and green onions. Andy likes fried rice with shrimp, eggs, and green onions.
Shrimp, 它是一个可数名词，它是虾子的意思。所以刚刚的例句是 Andy 喜欢在他的炒饭里面加虾子、蛋以及葱。Now you can have your shrimps fried and have fried shrimp, 也就是炸虾、or have them baked and have baked shrimp, 烤虾。We often have them in soup,汤, with salad, 沙拉, or in dumplings, 水饺里面。So Yaron 他最喜欢的正是有这种猪肉和虾子的水饺。
Next, Yaron says, if you are in Israel,Do not miss the famous national dish, hummus. Before we explain what hummus is, we have to look at our final word power word for the day, the adjective famous, F-A-M-O-U-S, famous. Let's check it out. Famous means known about by many people and in many places. Here's an example. There are many famous restaurants in this part of town.There are many famous restaurants in this part of town.
Famous, 它是一个形容词，就是出名的意思。所以刚刚的例句是，城里的这个区域有许多知名的餐厅。那如果要解释有名的人事物是因为什么东西而闻名的，我们会用 famous for。比方说 ，This restaurant is famous for its fried shrimps.这间餐厅是因为它的炸虾而闻名。那如果要解释它是以什么名称或身份闻名的话，我们会用 famous as。比方说 ，Jolene is famous as a singer。蔡依林以歌手的身份出名。那除了 famous， 我们也可以用复合形容词 well known、well hyphen 短线。K-N-O-W-N 来表示一个人广为人知哦。那这边呢 Yaron 他告诉我们，如果我们要到以色列，我们一定不能错过的是他们有名的国菜，也就是 hummus. So what is hummus?
Hummus, it's a thick paste made with chickpeas, which is
鹰嘴豆
garlic
大蒜
salt
盐
lemon juice
柠檬汁
olive oil
橄榄油
and sesame
芝麻
It's super tasty and goes great by itself or with other foods.
So hummus 可以直接翻译成鹰嘴豆泥，它是一种 thick paste 浓稠的酱，可以单吃也可以配着吃。So what's one way to eat it?
Well, Yaron says you can eat it with pita or pita, both are okay.A flatbread with a pocket inside. Now, there's another kind of flatbread for us to try.
Yeah, so now we have rotis, naans, and pita or pitas to try. 那 pita 它是口袋饼的意思，它是中东地区很常见的一种食物。那 Yaron 他这边建议我们可以用 pita 搭配豆泥来一起吃哦。Sounds delicious.
Next, Yaron says, some people like spicy hummus. Every kind of hummus tastes great. Now here we used another determiner like we did before with lots of. We used some, which means a part of, but not all. Some people means less than many people.
Yeah, 就是有些人喜欢，有些人不喜欢啦。那这个有些呢，它就是 some. 所以有些人喜欢辣辣的 hummus.
I don't really like spicy food, though,、mm-hmm. but I would want to give that a try.
Sure.
And that's the end of the article, so it's time to go to today's Magic Box.
Magic Box! 找亮点
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey. 今天早上喝了一点牛奶当早餐，类似这样的句子应该要怎么翻译成英文呢？大家偶尔会不会有一点烦恼，在中文里面以一些很多这类的数量词带过，但在英文里面数量词的使用常常要根据后面所接的名词，看它是可数或是不可数来决定数量词的使用。像刚刚前面说的一点牛奶，因为牛奶这类型的议题在英文里面属于不可数名词，所以数量词呢要搭配的是 a little。除了 a little 一些之外，用来表示很多的 much 一点点几乎没有的 little 都是常在不可数名词之前看到的数量词哦。举个例子 ，There is little juice in the glass. There is little juice in the glass. 玻璃杯里面几乎没有果汁了。而可数名词呢，常会用 a few 一些 ，many 很多 ，several 数个 ，few 少数几个，几乎没有等等的这些数量词来搭配哦。举例来说 ，How many siblings do you have? How many siblings do you have? 你有几个兄弟姐妹？当然，除了这些特定用于可数或是不可数名词之前的数量词，也有一些数量词是两者皆可的。例如 ，some 一些 ，a lot of 或是 lots of 很多 ，any 任何。举例子来说 ，I spend a lot of time practicing baseball on weekends.I spend lots of time practicing baseball on weekends. 周末的时候花了大量时间在练习棒球。I made some cupcakes at home for Mother's Day. I made some cupcakes at home for Mother's Day. 母亲节的时候我在家里做了一些杯子蛋糕。说了这么多都清楚了吗？马上来练习看翻译一下这句话。几年之前我住在花莲。休息后马上答案揭晓咯。拜拜。
The answer is, a few years ago, I lived in 花莲。你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
This time, I'm going to interview Sharon. So Sharon, what's a food from Taiwan that you really like?
That's a tough question. There are so many great foods in Taiwan, but if I really have to pick one, I'd say shaved ice, topping. It's a popular dessert in Taiwan, and I like to have it with fresh fruits like mangoes, 芒果冰.
Sounds good. And what's a country you have traveled to?
Well, I've been to southern France, 南法.
And can you introduce a famous food from there that you like?
I would say the quiche, 法式咸派. It's a kind of pie, but you don't put sugar in it, but salt, cheese, butter, and beef or shrimp. And it's really delicious. I miss it so much.
Yeah, with quiche, you can kind of serve it hot, you can serve it cold.You have it with usually maybe potatoes or fries or salad or、
yes.
other vegetables. Yeah, loads of stuff that's really good.
So you've tried it before?
Yeah, quiches are pretty common in England.、
Mm.
It's kind of like you say, a pie but without a crust on top as well. It's a、
yeah.
bit more open、
yeah.
on top.
In French, it's quiche.
Quiche, okay.、Mm. We just say quiche because...English people don't always pronounce stuff completely right. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching us. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Trying food in other countries.
I love every kind of Taiwanese food, but my favorite is fried rice. Most people in India don't eat beef.So don't try to find it there. A lot of Indian food is spicy. If you don't like spicy food, Try butter chicken and roti, a kind of flat bread. India also has thousands of snacks.
I really like delicious Taiwanese dumplings. My favorite kind has pork and shrimp inside. If you are in Israel, do not miss the famous national dish, hummus. You can eat it with pita, a flatbread with a pocket inside. Some people like spicy hummus. Every kind of hummus tastes great.
Beef. Beef. This shop sells the best beef noodles in Taipei City. This shop sells the best beef noodles in Taipei City. Butter. Butter. You'll need flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate to make these cookies. You'll need flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate to make these cookies. Shrimp. Shrimp. Andy likes fried rice with shrimp, eggs, and green onions. Andy likes fried rice with shrimp, eggs, and green onions. Famous. Famous. There are many famous restaurants in this part of town. There are many famous restaurants in this part of town.